Dictation for Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Moody, M-O-O-D-Y, July 26, 37, addresses a letter to Terry Ball, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, 7756472. Dear Terry, a consultation for Mr. Moody, abnormal kidney function. As you are aware, underlying coronary artery disease is chemical myopathy, low ejection fraction. Recent admission with CHF around August. He started on Entresto, E-N-T-R-E-S-T-O, within the last month or so. Following salt fluid restriction, weight at home between 169 and 170, stable weight and appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, some constipation or bleeding, some frequency, urgency, incontinence, but no gross cloudiness or blood or nocturia. He still has his prostate. Denies infection, cloudiness, blood or kidney stones. Presently minor edema, left more than right, which is the site of prior vein donor for bypass surgery, and has a Baker's cyst on that side. He is still trying to walk like 2 miles a day. Some fatigue tiredness, but stable, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, stable dyspnea, has not required any oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, some nasal congestion allergies, no purulent material discharge bleeding, some bruises but no bleeding nose gums, no fever headaches, no localized pain, no orthopnea PND. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, long-standing 20 years or longer, coronary artery disease with a three-vessel bypass surgery in 2013. This was done at Midland. Congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction around 40%, no PIS or a stroke. Not aware of peripheral vascular disease. Does have an abdominal aortic aneurysm repair 2020. Denies gout, pneumonia, liver problems, stones. Next paragraph, surgeries for the three-vessel bypass, pacemaker 2018, AAA 2020, rotator cuff left shoulder 2011, bilateral lens implant and colonoscopy. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, present medications, hydralazine Lasix, Ranexa, Crestor, Metoprolol, nitrates, B12, aspirin, Entresto, vitamin D. Takes also SOTA, S-O-T-A, glyphosine, G-L-I-F-L-O-Z-I-N. Brand name Impefa, I-N-P-E-F-A. Just started a week ago. Next paragraph, prior smoker. Started age 12, about a pack or less. Discontinued 1991. Occasionally beer. Next paragraph, denies family history of kidney problems. Has 5 sisters. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 176, blood pressure 120 over 70. I repeat, 110.68 on the right, 126.70 on the left. No gross respiratory distress, alert or intestine 3, normal oxygenation on room air 96%. Normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes. There is JVD, no carotid bruise. Today, neural wishes consolidation, pleural effusion, pacemaker on the left side that appears regular, no pericardial wrap. There is a no abdominal extension, ascites, masses, or tenderness. There is bilateral femoral bruits. Dorsal pedis pulse is strong. Posterior tibial is decreased. Capillary refill normal. No gross edema, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from August. Creatinine has progressively risen 1.9 to 2.2. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, calcium, normal albumin, liver function test. Present GFR will be 28, stage 4, no anemia, 15.2, abnormal white blood cell platelets. Back in June, creatinine 1.7. 2021, September 1.5. June 2021, 1.4. 2020, 1.2. 2019, 1.4. 2017, around 1.2 to 1.4. There is the presence of an aortoiliac stent graft, right kidney 10.2, left side 10.1, reported mild left-sided hydronephrosis, bilateral renal cyst, the presence of enlargement of the prostate, no post-void bladder done. Reported ejection fraction in the 40%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, PKD stage 4. Likely from cardiorenal syndrome. Next number, ischemic cardiomyopathy, low ejection fraction. Continue salt fluid restriction, diuretics, tolerating entresto, monitor over time stability, monitor potassium acid base. Next number, aortoiliac graft. Next number, blood test needs to include calcium, phosphorus, albumin for potential binders. We need to, next number, we need to update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We need to update urine for proteinuria. Next paragraph, comments. He's been followed with cardiology Dr. Mohan. There have been discussions about potential doing a cardiac cath. In fact, he was there for the procedure and all of a sudden canceled when they realized the creatinine was elevated. I mentioned to patient and wife that if cardiology believes there is something that could be fixed to protect his car from major cardiovascular issues, to proceed, it will not make sense to protect kidneys and not fix heart problems if possible. I did not change medications, monitor long-term tolerability of the Entresto as well as the sotagliflozin. He is planning to travel to Florida. If in Michigan, I will see him on the next few months, otherwise next year, end of dictation.